Welcome to The Rolling Wave on The Voice of Vashon. That's KVSH-LP with Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
We're going to play some hard Celtic music for you today. We're going to start off with a friend of Kat's whose name is Alex
Sturbaum.
Tell us a little bit about Alex, will you, Kat?
As far as I can tell, Alex Sturbaum can do just about anything. I've just discovered them. Actually, I did a show with them live a few months back, and this fantastic guitar player and accordion player, and apparently a lot of other instruments, and one of the best songwriters I've heard in a very long time.
All right. What have you selected for us?
It is, let me get the glasses, it is a set of reels. This is from his album called Loomings, Vince's Triple, Gillis's Favorite, and Breakwater Boys.
Thank you. very similar to one that I found myself in about 10 years ago when I lost my way driving to a concert here in Belfast. At first I thought there was no one living in the street, but then I saw a little girl playing outside a house. She was throwing a ball up against the wall, and it is a picture that stayed in my mind. When I came home that night, I sat down and wrote a song about it, trying to imagine how Belfast might look through her eyes. And I called the song The Last House in the Street. The last house in our street is the one that we are living in. Throw the ball against the wall and back to me. All the other windows have concrete curtains. Open up your eyes and tell me what you see. The flowers in our garden are made of bricks and broken glass. Throw the ball against the wall and back to me. And round the back we're growing an outside toilet. Open up your eyes and tell me what you see. Wee Albert Mooney was blinded by a petrol bomb. Throw the ball against the wall and back to me. The bomber said, we're sorry, it must have been an accident. Open up your eyes and tell me what you see. A big rubber bullet killed little Johnny Morrissey. Throw the ball against the wall and back to me. A policeman fired it. It must have been an accident. Open up your eyes and tell me what you see. God made the world and Belfast is a part of it. Throw the ball against the wall and back to me. Sometimes I wonder if Belfast was an accident. Open up your eyes and tell me what you see. There's a wall, so there is, between us and them there is. Throw the ball against the wall and back to me. Is there anyone can tell me that they didn't help in building it? Open up your eyes and tell me what you see. But the eyes of the world have concrete curtains. Throw the ball against the wall and back to me. Would you tear down the wall? Would you open up the windows? Open up your eyes and tell me what you see. The last house in our street is the one that we are living in. Throw the ball against the wall and back to me. All the other windows concrete curtains. Open up your eyes and tell me what you see. Open up your eyes and tell me what you see. Open up your eyes, tell me what you see.
And we have been listening to Colm Sand's classic song from Belfast in the 1970s when there were all sorts of troubles there, being basically in a gulag in your own country.
From the viewpoint of a child. The last house on our street.
And you can find that on his official channel on YouTube. Before that, we heard William Coulter, and he played barn dance, a traditional Irish barn dance called Bill Malley's Barn Dance. That's from his CD, The Road Home. And Bill, we hope, will be coming to Vashon sometime soon.
Yeah.
Kat has details.
I have this March 7th here, 2024. What year is it? At the Havara, at the Vashon Havara.
Right. Some people might be listening to this in the future. So.
Yeah. If you're listening to this in the future, just note that it is March 7th, 2024, and you might be listening at some point in the near or distant future. But so you disregard.
You can still admire our little community that we have such a star as Bill Coulter coming to
yes,
it to play.
Yes, we have many others too. Tony McManus is coming through at some point soon.
Maurice Dixon.
Awesome. And so we started the whole thing off with Alex Sturbaum from, he lives in Olympia. And that was mostly Alex playing those tunes, all the instruments and a few other things.
All right.
What are we doing now?
We are going to switch now. By the way, you are listening to The Rolling Wave with Kat Eggleston.
And John Daly.
On The Voice of Vashon, that's KVSH-LP. And we're going to listen to an Islander, Shayna Hirsch, who used to live in Scotland and is a Gaelic speaker. And she was part of a Gaelic punk band when she was living there. And we're going to play a cut off of that. This is in Gaelic. I'm not sure what it means.
Ooh.
But it's it's very poetic, I can tell you that.
Make up your own story as you go.
Yeah.
Pull a toy to life. Smeshet o Francis Machnig Shenzius kuchens niran am chraf Mo beo vachre kleiv mani traien Gytach I es chowlach vi swan Am I lenta gysyhyd mo hysyr Esti er molwch hwain Ach y drwag bysyn yn ysbianau Agus ti môl I biol er o'r slwam Gym y swan ys dach yn gliwlau Ys trai yn hawdrau fan Agus giol o'n gwybwylin A hwyl y dwyd yn wan Gasach ys bo ham I aolach Fol moi getog almos lyrch Cael mar yng iawl yng mygwrch aran Fyd yng nymar yr am chwys Sal am me yng gawwysyd As yng i'r mas gygrwm dy chwain Cawr yng nymbag y fydd bwanno It'll sleep a warm gondruas So I bed a risk a swarach Gen gwyg a chlach gyd bydwol Fwad o gafwol y sy'n isio Il boi o chrachog ni thos dwai Gyma slon y staff gan ddiwlai Ys rai yn hawdd rai far han efis talis gahaling gar kluas at mangor ter klar har noran asirin asianen meiri talam lacher alam at kruch kwanye en kari hindiande hachi pashinye gudran kuma swan lest
Yeah.
that was the magnificent Liz Carroll from Chicago, Illinois, parents from Galway. That was her two of her tunes called Barbra Streisand's Trip to Saginaw and Michael Connell's. And you are listening to The Rolling Wave on The Voice of Vashon with John Daly.
And Kat Eggleston.
And we started off with what? What was before that?
Before that was, it was kind of We Are the World, only from Gaelic Scotland. It's the name of the band is Skippinish, but they had all sorts of guest stars, that kind of an all-star cast there of Scottish Gaelic singers. The name of the song is Fuad de Cian or something like that. And it's basically about, the song is about the clearances and all of the exiles that have left Gaelic Scotland. And you have to understand that Scotland is about the size of Western Washington, and the Gaeltacht, or where they speak Gaelic, is about the size of Forks. So for them to have all of these great singers and all this musical tradition that they've kept alive over these years is really pretty stunning. It also rains a lot there, so that's another similarity to Forks. So it's just a beautiful song. You can see that. You can see the YouTube video, which is very well produced and beautiful on YouTube. Just search Skippinish, and I'll give you the first three letters of the song, F-U-A-D, Fuad de Cian, or something like that. My Gaelic is extremely
good for you.
Poor.
I mean, there are those who would know these things.
Yes.
There are those on the island who would know those things.
And then before that, we had, if I'm remembering correctly, we had our local hero, Shayna Hirsch, who was in a punk band in Scotland when she lived there. And that was in Gaelic too. And I'll an attempt to say that Je mu chagan, or something like that, Mil hula rus kior, which means a thousand, something love, a thousand loves to you, or something like that. Again, my Gaelic is like virtually non-existent, and to all you Gaelic speakers on Vashon, I apologize. So next, we have all queued up. We've got Cormac Begley from the very southwestern part of Ireland. His father is Seamus Begley. His uncle is Seamus Begley. His father is Brendan Begley. They're a very famous Irish music family there in Derry, in the southwest of where there are actually Dalys in.
Really?
Yeah, spelled like I spell my name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but he's going to play an original composition called To War. And the really great thing about this is that he uses the bellows on his concertina. This is a baritone concertina, so it's kind of unique. And he uses it in such a way that I've never heard before. So here we go with Cormac Begley.
Thank you. 'Twas on a cold and windy morning in December,
December,
when all of me money it was spent,
spent, spent,
and where the hell it went I can't remember,
remember.
So down to the shipping office I went,
went, went.
A paddy lay back,
paddy lay back,
taking the slack,
taking the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship station, boys, be handy,
be handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. Well, that day there was a great demand for sailors,
for sailors,
for the colonies and for Frisco and for France,
France, France.
So I joined the limey bark they called the Hotspur,
the Hotspur.
And I got paralytic drunk on my advance,
advance, advance.
A paddy lay back,
paddy lay back,
taking the slack,
taking the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship station, boys, be handy,
be handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. Oh, well, it was on the quarter deck where first I saw them.
Saw
such
them.
An ugly bunch I'd never seen before.
For
the captain had shipped a Shanghai crew of Dutchmen.
A Dutchman.
And it made me poor old heart feel sick and sore.
Sore, sore.
Oh, paddy lay back.
Oh, paddy lay back.
Taking the slack.
Taking the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship station, boys, be handy,
be handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. Well, I asked the mate which watch was mine, oh.
A mine, oh.
He said he'd soon see which watch was which.
Which, which.
Oh, and he blew me down and he kicked me in the stern, oh.
The stern,
calling
oh.
me a dirty, lousy son of a bitch.
A bitch, bitch.
A paddy lay back.
Paddy, paddy lay back.
Taking the slack.
Taking the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship station, boys, be handy.
Be handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. Oh, it was then I made me mind up that I'd leave her.
Leave her.
I'd get a job and live me life ashore.
Sure, sure.
So I jumped overboard and swam ashore, boys.
Sure, boys.
And in the English bar I found a whore.
Whore, whore.
A paddy lay back.
A paddy lay back.
Taking the slack.
Taking the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship station, boys, be handy.
Be handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. But Jimmy the Crimpy knew a thing or two, sir.
A two, sir.
And quickly I was outward bound again.
Again, again.
On a limey to the chinches for guano.
Guano.
And here I am singing the old refrain.
Frain, frain.
Paddy lay back.
Paddy lay back.
Taking the slack.
Taking the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship stations, boys, be handy,
be handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso around the horn. So here we are once again at sea, boys.
Sea boys.
The same old garbage all over again.
Again, again.
So won't you stamp the capstan round and make a noise, boys.
A noise, boys.
And join with me in singing the old refrain.
Frain, frain.
Paddy lay back.
Paddy, oh, paddy lay back.
Taking the slack.
Taking the slack.
Take a turn around the capstan, heave a pall. About ship station, boys, be handy.
Be handy.
We're bound for Valparaiso round the horn.
Thank you.
And that was Tara Howley with a Blarney Pilgrim, right? Is that the right one we have? Yeah.
And she was, it was a duo with a fella named Tariq Ari. So he's not Irish.
I gathered. But that was fabulous.
So even us that are not Irish get to play Irish music.
This is everybody likes Irish music. I've never met anybody who didn't, and now we'll get some mail. I'm the one who doesn't like Irish music, but I don't know anybody who doesn't. Right before that, we had Patti Laid Back, which is a capstan shanty. One of those the work song for going around the capstan, raising up the anchor and so forth, from the album Steady As She Goes, 1977, Collector Records from the Smithsonian Folkways, and that's a bunch of singers like Louis Killen and Jeff Warner and so on. And we started off with who?
Cormac Begley, and he was playing his own composition called To War, and that has a very interesting part where he's just playing the bellows. He's not playing any music. He's just using the bellows rhythmically. And it sounds like he's just breathing heavy. It sounds almost like Inuit kind of, that Inuit breathing that, I don't know if you've ever seen that, where they
it's amazing.
Breathe in each other's mouths or whatever.
That was a fantastic track.
He's really great. And that's also, you can find that on YouTube. And you can also find Ms. Howley and Mr. Arik, I think his name was. Akui? Akui? I forgot already.
I think.
Anyway, they're on YouTube.
You know what? It's nice to be back.
Yes, it is.
I really like doing this. I mean, we stopped.
Stumbling around here. We've got our friend Jeff managing the keyboard so that we don't mess up too badly.
Jeff the Voice Hoyt, the producer, the man who knows what the buttons do.
He knows how to push our buttons.
But we stopped doing this right back when the world changed on us and we were all staying home, and we just stopped doing this, and we haven't done it since. So it's been it feels like a million years, but it's nice to be back and playing this stuff. So what are we doing next, Mr. Daly?
We are playing Morris Dixon, who's going to be here in the spring of 2024, if you're listening to this at a different time. And you've selected If I Needed You.
It's a Townes Van Zandt song. Morris is from the north of Ireland somewhere. I can't quite remember where.
Belfast.
Is he originally?
Yeah, he lives in Belfast. Yeah.
Okay, so he's originally from Belfast, but he does a great job on pretty much everything. Great guitar player, great performer. So check him out, Morris Dixon, If I Needed You.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Come to me, ease my pain. If you needed me, I would come to you. I'd swim the seas and ease your pain. In the night forlorn, in the morning's born, in the morning shines with the lights of love. You will miss sunrise if you close your eyes. That would break my heart in two. Lady's with me now, since I showed her how to lay her lily hand in mine. Means the world see a treasure for the poor to find. If I needed you, would you come to me? come to me and ease my pain. If you needed me, I would come to you. I'd swim the sea. And Elka Weaver makes the mare his shuttle runs. He rises early in the morn, he toils full late at night. He fain would independent be, he kens what is his right. The shuttle runs, with speed. Oh, sweetly may the shuttle run that wins the bairn. Although he has nae dainty fare, his wages being small,
yet he can with his thrifty wife keep hungry one to war. He fondly soothes a neighbour's grief or shares a neighbour's glee, and fain to gie his bairns lair he gars the shuttle flee. The shuttle runs, the shuttle runs, the shuttle runs with speed. Oh, sweetly may the shuttle run that wins the bairn's breed. State cormorants may crawfoo cruise and haughty be and proud, but were they paid by ells or keels, they wouldna laugh so loud. The proudest o' the land would pine without the weaver's work. The pampered priest, the haughty peer would gang wi' you to sark. The shuttle runs, the shuttle runs, the shuttle runs wi' speed. Oh, sweetly may the shuttle run that wins the bairn's breed. Then cheer your heart, ye working men and all like brothers be. Rise up against restrictive laws and set industry free. The shuttle runs, the shuttle runs, the shuttle runs with speed. Oh, sweetly may the shuttle run that wins the bairn's breed.
Gordina McCulloch, wonderful song from her, The Shuttle Rins, The Shuttle Rins, Rins, from Green Tracks Recordings, 1997. It's been a while. And before that, we heard...
We had, off of the YouTubes, we had Ian Gelston from Northumberland playing the Border Pipes, or they're sometimes called the Lowland Pipes. And the first tune was called Angela. It was his own competition. Then he played the New Biggin, I think, if I remember correctly, and that's a traditional tune, and then he finished with another composition of his own from a few years ago. And then we started
with Morris Dixon, yeah, singing a Townes Van Zandt song, probably the one that's best known besides Pancho and Lefty. So If I Needed You, Morris Dixon from Belfast. And we have, what's coming up next?
We have three Schlieve Lucre polkas. This is also from the southwest of Ireland and features the accordion, which is Jeff Hoyt's favorite instrument. So thank you for listening to The Rolling Wave.
Thanks for playing me a polka, you guys.
They're easy to find in this kind of music, Jeff, and you didn't know, so we had to.
They're dotted all over the place. Sorry.
Ooh. So we're listening to The Rolling Wave on Voice of Vashon.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Rolling Wave on the Voice of Vashon with John Daly and me, Kat Eggleston. And that was some polkas from...
Sliv Lukra, which is in... It's kind of... It means the Rushy Mountain. And that was Matt Kranich. Oh, shoot. Steve Cooney.
Oh, Steve Cooney. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the very best.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Those are Irish polkas.
Wonderful.
Thank you for listening. Thank you, Jeff, for all of your help.
My pleasure. Oh, my pleasure, you guys.
If you notice that this our radio show is suddenly a lot more professional, that's why.
That is why.
Because of Jeff Hoyt.
I'm here for you.
Jeff the Voice Hoyt.
And you're going to do this show once a month, right?
We are going to do this once a month. We've decided to come back and we just, you know, we have to share the fun with others.
Okay. That's right.
All right. Well, I'm going to be here for you again because this music is really, really good.
Thanks, Jeff.
I like to listen to it.
Good, because we need you.
That's right.
Thank you very much.